This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian authorities have begun evacuating civilians from recently liberated sections of the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, fearing that a lack of heat, power, and water due to recent Russian shelling will make living conditions too hard this winter. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Authorities are urging residents of the two southern regions, which Russian forces have been shelling for months, to move to safer areas in the central and western parts of the country. Ukraine's deputy minister says the government will provide transportation, accommodation, and medical care for them. The World Health Organization delivered a chilling warning on Monday about the human impact of the energy crisis on Ukraine. Millions face a life-threatening winter in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency reported Tuesday shelling near Europe's largest power plant, Zaporizhia, had not damaged key equipment and identified no nuclear safety concerns. Ukraine's SBU Security Service and police raided a 1,000-year-old Orthodox Christian monastery in the capital, Kyiv, early Tuesday as part of operations to counter suspected, what security services call suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. The sprawling Kyiv Perchk Lavra complex that was raided as a Ukrainian cultural treasure and the headquarters of the Russian-backed wing of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church known as the Moscow Patriarchate. In a statement, the security services said the search was aimed at preventing the use of the cave monastery as the center of the Russian world and carried a lookout to suspicions about the use of the premises for sheltering sabotage and reconnaissance groups, foreign citizens, and weapons storage. This is VOA News. On her second day in the Philippines, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris flew to the western Philippine island province of Palawan at the edge of the South China Sea Tuesday to amplify America's support for its treaty ally and underline U.S. interest in the freedom of navigation in disputed waters in the region, where it has repeatedly chastised China for belligerent actions. In Palawan's main city of Puerto Princesa, Harris visited a small fishing community called Tagsboro and gave a brief statement about her visit.
The United States is proud of our long-standing ties with the people of the Philippines. I am here in Palawan to underscore the importance of our partnership in order to create economic opportunities, protect coastal ecosystems, maintain peace and stability, and uphold international rules and norms here in the South China Sea and around the world.
Harris also announced an additional aid of $7.5 million to Philippine maritime law enforcement agencies to boost their capacity to counter illegal fishing, carry out sea surveillance, and help in search and rescue efforts, including in the South China Sea. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Tuesday for survivors a day after a strong earthquake struck the main island of Java. The Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency in Cianjur reported the death toll from the quake rose to 252, with hundreds injured and 31 people still missing. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil said after Monday's earthquake that more than 13,000 people whose homes had been heavily damaged were transported to evacuation centers. Hundreds of injured people fled into the streets of Cianjur following the quake, some covered in blood and debris. The U.S. Geological Survey said Cianjur was the epicenter of the magnitude 5.6 earthquake. Shaking was felt in the capital, Jakarta, about 70 kilometers away, where high-rise buildings were evacuated. An Army veteran who helped subdue the gunman at a gay nightclub in the U.S. western city of Colorado Springs credits his military training and instincts in helping him disarm the attacker. Rich Fierro told reporters Monday how he grabbed the gunman's body armor and began punching him. Authorities say Fierro and another man, Thomas James, stopped the shooter after he began spraying bullets inside Club Q Saturday night. The rampage killed five people and wounded 17. In an AP interview, resident and Club Q patron Kyle Lohr says he's feeling so many emotions since the shooting.
To wake up and hear the news of the absolute carnage and devastation was, I don't really know if I have words for that. Scary, heartbreaking, devastating.
Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.